What a privilege and a pleasure as we continue to speak to the movers and shakers and the very special speakers and presenters for the Economic Club of Detroit. And that continues now with their meeting coming up May 24th. And if you ever need information or tickets, econclub.org. It's a conversation on the U.S. economy and the retirement challenge with Tony James. Tony James, Hamilton Tony E. James, Executive Vice Chairman of Blackstone, and a member of the Board of Directors, General Partner, Blackstone Group Management, also a member of Blackstone's Management Committee, sits on each of the firm's investment committees. But here's what I like most about you, Tony. Good morning and welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. It's a pleasure to be here.
There are two things that I like a lot about you. One, you're on the Board of Directors for Costco. It's one of my favorite places in the world.
Well, it's a great company. I love it. I'm actually chairman of the board of directors.
Oh, you're the chairman?
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. And the other thing is that though you graduated with high honors from Harvard College in 1973, you were a John Harvard Scholar. You earned an MBA with high distinction from the Harvard Business School, graduated as a Baker Scholar in 1975. All of this is hot stuff. And yet you've said to me off air that the fact that you were born in Detroit, Michigan, and you're from Michigan, you're a Michigander, is even more important to you. God bless you for that.
Well, it's true, though. So there we are.
There we are indeed. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you'll be talking about at the Economic Club of Detroit, and that is some of the concerns that people have with trade war fears, the employment rates, the deficit, tax cuts or tax increases. You have written a new book called Rescuing Retirement, where you call for mandatory savings accounts backed by the federal government as an answer to the nation's looming retirement crisis. You'll be talking a bit about that at the Economic Club, won't you?
Yes, I will. I think we have a huge looming crisis, not to overuse that word, but I think it really will be a crisis if we do nothing, about baby boomers retiring or future people retiring and not having enough to maintain their lifestyle. It's very hard for people to save these days. There aren't enough savings, and those savings don't earn a high enough return. And we have millions and millions of people who are wildly unprepared for retirement from a financial point of view.
We hear that all the time. We hear that the numbers of people who have nothing or very little saved for retirement. I don't know what they're thinking. We've been talking about problems with Social Security for years, so I'm not sure if they think the government is just kidding around and they're going to swoop in and take care of everything as we get older, or if they think there are going to be major changes in socialized medicine and socialized, I guess, retirement. I don't know that that's coming.
Well, I think if you look at the surveys, you'll find that the biggest financial worry of people in all demographics and all income levels, actually, is retirement security. So they are worried about it. The issue is, what can they do about it? The Fed did a study which said that 47% of Americans could not come up with $400 in an emergency if they had to. 47% of Americans could not come up with $400. So if you can't come up with $400 in an emergency, you're not going to put aside. You're living paycheck to paycheck by definition. You probably have credit card bills. You probably have other borrowings. You're not going to be able to put much aside.
Yeah.
So I think the problem is, it's not that people aren't worried about it. They are. 85% of people in America say they're worried about retirement security. It's the biggest worry even of millennials ahead of student loans. But what do they do about it? That's the problem. So we need a solution to help them. It's not their failure. They're not being lazy. They're not being irresponsible. They're just constrained with the tools they have to work with.
The Economic Club of Detroit, May 24th, a conversation on the U.S. economy and the retirement challenge with our guest, Tony James, Vice Chairman of Blackstone's group. And I want to know a little bit more from your new book, Rescuing Retirement, a little bit more about this idea that you have about mandatory savings accounts. Explain to me how you see that coming together and working.
So no one likes to be told what to do, and I'm very cognizant of that. But at the same time, if you leave it to their own devices, we've seen for decades millions and millions of observations that people simply won't save enough, or they'll be tempted to take those savings out and either spend them or make unwise investments. So I think the only practical answer, we have to at some point just look at the facts. This isn't speculation. We've had years and years and years of experience across millions of people with this. We know what the results are. The results are that the average person between 45 and 55 today has $14,500 of retirement savings. That's all. And they're not far from retirement. So there's no way they're going to save enough to get the accumulated savings they need to sustain a middle-class lifestyle. So that means we have to basically have something that's mandatory, that when from the day they start working in their 20s, they put a little bit aside, and they do that continually over their career. And those monies are invested well, so they grow. And if we do that, by the time they retire, they'll have enough. Now, what we do for the people that don't have high incomes is we redeploy the deduction for 401k contributions into tax credits for everyone. And what that means is most of the benefits of 401k deductions go to the very affluent because they make huge contributions to the 401ks. But with a tax credit, everyone from Uber drivers to CEOs can participate equally, and it really helps underwrite the savings for the people that live paycheck to paycheck.
Well, and it's got to get started, and that's why the conversation will be important Thursday, May 24th, on the U.S. Economy and the Retirement Challenge with a guy who knows his stuff, Executive Vice Chairman of Blackstone, Tony James. They're going to be meeting at Weston Book Cadillac. Go to econclub.org, econclub.org for more information. Born in Detroit and a Michigander all the way, Tony, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
As we continue on WJR.